All right, so we got Phil Maton here with us. And Phil, we can start with last year. 2020 was your first, quote unquote, full season in the big leagues. But as we were kind of just talking about, there was anything but normal, and it wasn't, you know, a full season really by any means. So just in your mind, how did you feel about last year? How did that go from start to finish? And maybe just your overlying thoughts from how 2020 went?
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously it was wild for everyone. Kind of getting through camp and, you know, getting everything tuned up and ready for season, and then immediately getting shut down, it was something no one's really had done to them before. But, you know, we made the most of it. The organization did a great job of pairing guys together and making sure we were still able to get our work in kind of during that down period before we reported back to Cleveland in the summer. But I know myself, and I think I'd say most of the other guys would say that we really capitalized on that period and really used it to our advantage to polish up some stuff and really dive into our deliveries, our mechanics, and it's kind of some stuff we didn't have a chance to finish in spring training, and then show up for season really polished and ready to go for that 60-game burst.
Phil, kind of along those same lines, following last year and all of its weirdness, what were some of your off-season goals as you guys try to get back to normalcy here in 2021?
I'd say the number one goal for me was consistency. I had a really good start to the year. Really had a really strong first month, and then obviously a couple outings really drove up the ERA, and I still feel like I finished pretty strong, but overall I really need to cut down on the big innings, you know, limiting damage and, you know, kind of preventing one or two outings from really defining how my year is. So consistency was obviously a main factor, and just overall just improving everything in my delivery. I've been very fortunate to get traded over here and, you know, just have an outstanding group of guys to work with here in Arizona and even with the big league staff, and they've really helped me out, and I mean, I'm really excited, looking forward to this year.
You kind of mentioned it there, man. You had a tale of two halves, almost a strong start, cooling off there a little bit towards the end. But you mentioned it, a lot of outings there. You actually led the staff with appearances in September, if I'm not mistaken, with 12. So, you know, did you feel like that really maybe started to take a toll on the arm there in September?
I mean, September baseball, we were looking at the playoffs. There's so much adrenaline looking forward to that. You don't even really notice it. It was more of a mechanical problem to where some of the new stuff that I was introduced to the previous offseason I was starting to kind of lose reinforcement on that, and you know, luckily we have just outstanding people to work with, and they got me right on track. But no, if anything, I feel like most guys would say they get sharper the more they throw. The fatigue is doesn't outweigh just the reps you're getting, so I feel like I was getting sharper, but it was just more of a mechanical issue that was kind of causing me to get into trouble and give up runs.
You mentioned obviously the postseason run that you guys made. You end up making the postseason, and you make your playoff debut. How was that for you?
Oh, it was really cool. I wish I could say there's fans there for it. It was almost kind of eerie because really we could only hear the wives for both teams cheering. So it was, you know, the experience was outstanding. I wouldn't trade it for anything. But you know, we're really looking forward to having fans and play with us for the playoffs this year.
Now, kind of reading through your bio here, I know you've got quite the athletic family. You've got, what, three brothers, all, again, fairly athletic. Your brother Nick is in the Philly system, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, he is. Yeah, he's an infielder. He's a lot more athletic than I am. I'm really excited for him. You know, he's really grown up in the last 2 years. He's kind of started to look more like a big kid instead of you know, the little brother I've always known. You know, he's got a lot of pop. You know, I think he's going to really hope he has a chance to debut for them this year and kind of get his feet set underneath him. And I don't know. I've always known how talented he is, and it's just really exciting to kind of see him really fill into his shoes and kind of start to see what kind of player he's going to become.
What's that relationship like, having a brother also, you know, at that professional level? Obviously, brothers compete quite a bit growing up, and I'm sure it was no different in the Maton household. But do you get a chance to keep in touch with them throughout the season? Are you guys, you know, bragging about each other's accolades? How does that relationship shake out?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say we mostly just give each other crap more than anything. you know, the pitcher position player relationship is mostly, you know, we just give each other a hard time. Mm-hmm. You know, they call us not athletes. You know, we make fun of them. It's just a lot of back and forth, you know. But I mean, growing up with him, it was always frustrating because, you know, being, you know, a lot older than him and watching him play infield, and I was an infielder in high school, I'm like, man, he's already better than me. You know, I'm in high school, this kid's in middle school, he's gonna take my spot. Like, it was really cool. It's just really cool watching him grow up, and he's starting to fill out and put some weight on. And I don't know. I'm really excited for him. I think he's got a good opportunity over there to help that team win. And I'm really looking forward to this year for him.
Well, Phil, this is the last one I have here for you. I'm not sure if Bruce has another question here for you, but again, reading through your bio, says your favorite TV show, Rick and Morty. Now, do you ever get caught watching that on the road, and do some of the older guys on the team maybe look at you a little funny for watching that? I'm a fan of the show myself, so I know it can get a little weird, so I'm just curious if maybe some of the older veterans in the locker room kind of look at you funny for watching that one.
Not really. I mean, we got a pretty good variety of shows that people watch around here. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't say it's typically the first thing that comes up. You know, we don't, obviously with everything going on last year, we couldn't really go to each other's rooms and hang out that much. So it didn't come up too much. So hopefully the weirdness wasn't, most guys didn't catch on to it too much. So I kind of flew under the radar as much as I could.
Rocco, my only question to know is what would Phil's pitch be to strike out his brother? What would be his go-to pitch?
Oh, any of them. Come on.
All right, there's one for you right there. We have to get a hold of your brother to get equal time, I suppose, on that.
Oh, definitely, yeah. He'll probably say something different.
That sounds great. What do you do spending for your off season to kind of get away from baseball? What's the sort of the relaxation thing for you that kind of gets your mind off baseball?
Normally it's golf, but with everything kind of going on, I didn't really get out there as much as I would have liked to this year. I mean, and I have no excuse. I live in the Phoenix area, so... normally it'd be a lot of golf, but, this year just enjoyed being home with the pup, with the cat, with my fiance, and just kind of, cooking. With the way the season was last year, it was just a nice chance to kind of just stay at home and kind of decompress and not do too much. But, even with all that, get a little stir crazy, and I know I'm really excited for season, ready to kind of get out of the house and do some stuff.
Well, Phil, we appreciate your time. Joining us today, talking about the upcoming season for the Indians baseball, and good luck this year.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I really appreciate you all having me.
All right, thanks.